Here's a thought I'll title Proprietary RAW versus DNG. And of course, I'm talking about digital file formats. I don't shoot JPEG because I want to have the full set of capabilities that are available with RAW processing. But for reasons that are probably a little irrational, I'll admit, I've never been comfortable with proprietary formats for camera files. It wouldn't take much, a corporate decision even, to make proprietary file formats become obsolete, irrelevant, not interpretable. I know, it's not likely to happen. Once a proprietary RAW format is able to be translated into Photoshop or Lightroom or whatever software, it's probably going to be there forever. Then on the other hand, we've seen so much change in the last 20 or 30 years in photography that it wouldn't surprise me if all of a sudden one of my RAW formats, particularly from the early days, was no longer able to be opened or viewed in the software of my choice. So I've placed my long-term faith in the DNG format because it's open source, and I don't know, I just feel like it'll be around for the rest of my life and probably beyond that. So after I've imported my RAW files in the proprietary format of my camera, I convert them all to DNG so that every image in my catalog is a DNG image. By the way, a tiny technical advantage of that is they're ever so slightly smaller than the RAW formats, and so it saves a little bit of hard drive space, although that's not a reason, in my way of thinking, to do a DNG format. The one area about this strategy that makes me uncomfortable is that the DNG format has changed a couple of times over the years. Improvements have come along, including lossless DNG and lossy DNG. So there are a couple of choices about DNG file format, and that makes me think, well, at some point in time down the road, maybe someone's going to make an addition to the DNG format that I'm going to love, in which case I might want to go back to my original camera proprietary format files and convert them in the future new DNG format. So that's led me to a strategy that once I've uploaded all of my images into Lightroom, I then copy all of those RAW files from the camera card over to a backup hard drive. And that backup hard drive has all kinds of proprietary files on it, from Fuji, from Olympus, from Panasonic, from Sony, etc. But they're safely archived away so that if at some point in time in the future a better, more functional DNG format comes about that I really want to use, I can always go back to those archived proprietary files and reconvert them, assuming the new future DNG would allow us to do that. It's sort of a complicated thing, and I'm not sure I know how to make a definitive answer about a strategy and what file format you should or should not use, other than assuming you want to do processing at an intense level the way I often do. You definitely want to use RAW formats out of the camera rather than JPEG. JPEGs are nice if you want to just put something up on Instagram quickly because it doesn't require any post-processing. But if you want to do post-processing, then having the RAW files is absolutely important. The only question is which RAW files you choose to place your faith in and what your strategy then is about those original proprietary files. Do you want to keep them or not? For me, the best of both worlds is my working copies are DNG. My archive copies are proprietary camera RAW files.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.